The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Eliezer Gortzman, Rosh Chabur in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Dayan for the Machon Halacha Urufua of Chaim Aruchim, a division of Agudas Yisrael of America, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Sechtes Ndorim, Daf Lamed Dalet. The Mishnah back on Daf Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph brings down that Hamuda Hanah Mechaveroi, when someone asks Hanah from his friend, Shoikoloi a shoikoloi, he could give his machs a shekel for him, uparea a schoivoi, and he could pay back his schoiv, umachsele avedosoi, and he could give back the aveda. The Gemara on Amid Beis brings down a machlokes of Ami and Ravasi, pligi bar of Ami and Ravasi. Going on this last thing, umachsele avedosoi, there's a machlokes what exactly the Mishnah is referring to. Charama one says Lo Shonu Elo Shenichse Machzir Asurin Al Bal Aveda. One says that the heter in the Mishnah is talking about when the Nichse Machzir are also on the Bal Aveda, meaning that the Bal Aveda, the person who lost whatever he lost, the one who owns the lost object, is not allowed to have Hanah from the person who is giving it back to him. And Afal Pikein, the Mishnah is telling us that over here it is not a problem to be Machsele Avedosoi, even though it seems that he's giving him Ano. Afal Pikein, it's Mutter. And the reason is the Chimahadele, when he's giving back to him, Midim Denafshei Kamahadele, he's giving him back something that he already owns. And therefore, he's not really giving him Ano. As the Ran explains, Shalay Mahani Le Midi, he's not giving him any Ano, Elishem Mavriach Nezek Avedosa May Olaf. He was in danger of losing this object for good. And by the person returning it, he's not actually putting money in his pocket, but rather he is just being Mavriach the Nezek from his friend, and that's not considered actually giving him anything. But Aval nichse balaveda asurin ala machzir. But if let's say the nichse, the nechosim of the balaveda will asurin ala machzir, meaning that the machzir, the person who's giving back, is not allowed to have hanah from the balaveda, then the Mishnah says it's asurin. You can't give the Mishnah would hold that it's asur ala machzir. Why? Then loy kamahadala, you can't give it back. The kamahani lay puta de Rav Yosef. Because Lamaisa, he got Hanah from the Puta of Rav Yosef. What is the Puta of Rav Yosef? So the Ran explains that there's a halacha that Hashem Aveda is potter from giving a Puta La'ani. Meaning, at the time, the Gemara in Baba Kama tells us that at the time where the Ani, where the Balaveda is working on the Aveda, this, the Gemara in Baba Metzia tells us that there are certain things that have to be done to maintain the Aveda, and if at the time the person is working on maintaining the Aveda and Oni comes, he's potter from giving him a Puta because of a klal of Oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, that when a person is being Oisik in a mitzvah, he's not obligated to do a second mitzvah. And therefore the Gemara over there brings down a machlokes. Every time you have a Shomer Aveda, do we say that he's a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Socher? Be'etzem, when a person is watching an Aveda for somebody else, he's not getting paid. So Pashtos, he should only have a din of a Shomer Chinam, and he should be potter on Geneva of Aveda. If it gets lost or stolen, the halacha by a Shomer Chinam is that he's potter. And Rabba Taka holds that he has a din of a Shomer Chinam because he's not paid. Rav Yosef comes with a chiddush there and says that since Lamaisa, he's Nene from Puta de Rav Yosef, because if at the time that he's working on fixing the Aveda, an Oni would come, he would not have to give him money, therefore that's considered a Hana, and Machmas Dam, we consider it that he actually got paid, and therefore we consider him a Shomer Socher, and he would be Chayiv in Geneva of Aveda. And here too, zok the Gemara, that since Rav Yosef, we hold like Rav Yosef, that we consider Puta de Rav Yosef, that we consider that Puta that he was potter from the Oni, which is known as Puta de Rav Yosef, to make him a Shomer Socher. So Hu Adin, he cannot return the Aveda, because we're afraid that maybe at the time he's either busy returning it or busy maintaining the Aveda, and Oni will come and he'll patter himself. So therefore it would be considered that he got Hano. The second man, the Omar, says, V'chad Omar, afilu nichse bal Aveda asun ala machse mehadulei. Even in a case where the Baal HaAveda, the one who lost the lost object, even when his nechasim are also on the machzer, also you're allowed to return. Umishim puta de Rav Yosef lo shchiach, and the puta de Rav Yosef is not shchiach. Explains the man, shekivon shu lo shchiach shiyavei ani ba'isah shah. Since it is not often that it happens that punct at the time that he's actually working on the aveda, an ani will come. Im kein lo yaveh bechlal isah hana. If that's not nichlal in the Isra of Hano, v'af shel lemaisa yesh le Hano mimenu umemelu hu shemesachel ischai v'gnev v'aveda, even though lemaisa we see he has Hano and therefore he's chai v'gnev v'aveda, lemaisa ein lo eloi mashu osa b'hano machmaseh. That Hano that he got is not enough to create that there should be an Isra Hano machmaseh. And we really need to understand what's the difference. Why by a Shemesachar are we saying that the Hana is considered enough that he should be considered a Shemesachar? And yet over here we're saying that since it's not Shchiach, therefore we're not going to answer it Machmas the Hana. Lemaisa, at the end of the Gemara switches it and brings another Lashon. And the Gemara on Lamed Aleph says that everybody holds that Pruta de Rav Yosef is Lo Shchiach, and therefore that would be a Dava Pashit. The machlokes between Rav Amin and Rav Asi, everybody would hold in a case where the nichsei bal aveda is also al amachzer, that avada he's allowed to return it. And the only shaila was fakert, where the nichsei amachzer was asuna bal aveda. Over there, this is far to say that lemaisa he was mahanehim. He didn't hold to the svara that it's tam considered mavriach the nezek, and therefore then the Mishnah would taka say, and the other man, the Yama, holds no, that in both cases, halacha lemaisa, you'd be allowed to return it. Halacha, the Ran at the end brings down the halacha, and he says that there's no difference, and say if the nichse balaveda is asur ala machse, and say if the nichse machse is asur ala balaveda, you could give it back. And zok the Ran, that be'etzem azay hal the Rambam also, that say if the nichse balaveda is also ala machse, and say if the nichse machse is also ala balaveda, the halacha is you're allowed to return the lost object, even though there's lechayr and isser hana. Now, be'etzem, it's mavur in the Ran that really, really paskin like Rav Yosef, which is taka halacha lemaisa, that any time we have a shayme aveda, we always consider him to be a shayme socha, and the reason is because he did lemaisa get hano from the fact that if Lu Yitzura and Oni would come, he would not have to give the pruta to the Oni, and that automatically makes him a Shem Mesachar. Afal Piken, the Ran is coming out over here that since it is a milso de leishchicha, therefore the halacha would be that even though the nichse balaveda was also on the machzer, we say that this is not considered a hana als mutzel de loishchicha. And the question is, what is the difference? If by shemesachar we consider it to be a hana, why by nidorim, when he asks his friend b'hana, why over there do we not consider it to be hana? And the truth is, by shemesachar, there's a shaila in the poskim, how much hana does a person need in order to be chayav b'shem mesachar? The Shach in Simen Shin Gimel Sifkat and Aleph comes out l'maisa that in order for a shem mesachar to be considered a shem mesachar, meaning that the hana that he got is enough to make him a shem mesachar, it has to be that it's at least a hana of a puta. However, if the schar that he got was less than a shav puta, that would not make him a shem mesachar. So, according to these achronim, there are other achronim who argue, Lachem B'Shleimah and others that argue and wants to say even Pachas Mishavah Pruta would make him into a Shem Asacha. But for sure, according to the Shach, it comes out that we're clearly dealing with over here a Hanah of a Pruta. And Achal Pikein was saying, because it's a Milsud Delay Shchicha, that would be a reason why, even though he was Muda Hanah Mimenu, we don't consider it to be a problem of being over his Neder. The truth is, the Lacha Mishnah in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, asked this question. And he wants to say that L'chari it's a Pella. He asks a Steve in the Rambam, because the Rambam, Paskins, in Hilchos Geneva, like Rav Yosef, that in Hilchos Geneva Aveda, the Rambam says Lahedya, that Mishum Pruta de Rav Yosef, every time you have a Shema Aveda, he's a Shema Sacher. And yet, over here, the Rambam says that when it comes to Nedarim, that although the Nichsei Bal Aveda is Asr Al Amachzer, the Halach is he's allowed to return it. In fact, there, if you hold the Pruta de Rav Yosef to make him a Shema Sacher, L'chaya, it should be Asr Ba'ano. So he wants to say that there's a Chilik. That over there by Shema Aveda, we're talking about where the person is watching it for the long term. And over the long term, there's going to be a lot of maintenance that's required. The Mishnah and Bava Metzia says certain things have to be dealt with every 30 days. Certain things have to be dealt with on a more constant basis. And therefore, we're pretty certain that eventually an Oni is going to come and he's going to zichev end up patting himself from Mishnah Pruta Der Vesef. Zokter Lecha Mishnah, over here, in our sugya, we're not dealing with the shayla of the maintenance. Over here, we're dealing with the shayla of giving it back. He calls man, he doesn't know whose it is, so he doesn't realize that he has a problem. Once he figures out who it is, so now, all he has to do is go give it back to him. The chances that punkt, as he's taking the object and bringing it back, that he's going to bump into an oni at that time, is a milsa de leishchicha. And memela halt the Rambam, we don't have to be chashish. But enechanami, if somehow he would end up having to deal with this over a long period of time, Lamazagan, he knows it belongs to the guy and he's out of town. So maybe according to the Lecha Mishnah, enechanami, the Rambam would be masking that in a case where it was nichse machzir, nichse balaveda, asur nala machzir, the person would not be allowed to be metapa with it. The Keren Oira over here in the sugya brings down this Lecha Mishnah's kasha, and he says, "Ishtamite divrei Rabban," that the Lecha Mishnah has a whole kasha on the Rambam that it's a stira. The Rambam himself, right over here in our sugya, says you could hold like Rav Yosef, and you could also hold that it's mutter by machsel avidasa, and it's not a stira. So he says he doesn't understand why the Lecha Mishnah has a kasha. And he says to look in Tosfos and Baba Kama on Daf Nun Vav and Beis Divrei HaMashkel Bahiyano, and over there Tosfos Be'etzem also says that it's a Davar Poshit, that the whole din that we say by Puta de Rav Yosef is only Bishah that he's dealing with the Aveda. However, when he's not dealing with the Aveda, when he's not being Isaac, he's just sitting in his house, so after Avada, then we would say, since it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, he'd be Mechuyev to do it. And he says, it's a Davar Pashut like that. Because if we're going to say that any time a person's Isaac in Mitzvah, he's automatically part of many other Mitzvahs, so he can't. A person should never be Mechuyev. He has Tefillin Bezroyoi, Tzitzis Bebigdoi, and yet he's still obligated to do other Mitzvahs. Zok Tosis Yisod, that the only time we say Isaac Mitzvah part of Mena Mitzvah is only if it's Efshel Kaim Shneim. Mashenkin over here, where it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, David is in his house, and he could still give a puta to the Ani, there Zok Tosfos to Davar Pashut that he would be Mechuyif. And Memele Zok Tosfos, that the reason why over here we allow you to be Machsel Avedasa is because since it has to Mamish come at the same time that you're actually doing something with the Aveda, it's a Milsa de Leishricha, and therefore Zok Tosfos, that's Pshat, why even though we hold like Rav Yosef, still, in this case, we're going to allow him to be Machsel Avedasa. So we see again, from Tosfos and from Duran, that Be'etzem, It's not a stira. You could taka say that Mishamputa de Rav Yosef, the person is mechuyev to give it back. And afal pikein, even though the Mishamputa de Rav Yosef, I'm sorry, he has a hana, and afal pikein, since it's a milsud le shchicha, he is allowed to give it back. The question is, what is the vart of the chilik? If we're calling it a hana for a shemis sachar, why shouldn't it be a hana for Muda Hana as well? So the Avnei Ozel in Hilchos Gzeila Vaveda Perik Yud Gimel Aloch Yud wants to say Shtikel Chiddush in the sugya, and he wants to say as follows. This, that the Etzem, a person is Mekabel on himself in Aveda, and therefore he knows that now that he's Mekabel on himself in Aveda, he has the potential to not have to give a rifta la'anya. He's not going to have to give bread to an ani. That itself is a hana that's worth money. And because there's a hana that's worth money, that automatically makes him a shemesacha. And that's why by shemesacha, it's a davar pashit that Rav Yosef holds, that he's an automatic shemesacha. Because l'maisa, he knows going in right away, before anything happens, whether he has to give to the ani, whether he doesn't have to give to the ani, but he knows that he has the ability to pater himself. Zakta Evan Ozel, that's enough to automatically be considered a hana, that's considered money, and therefore he is already a shemesacha machmasdat even before he actually saves himself any money. However, Zakta Evan Ozel, when it comes to muda hana, the halacha is slightly different. And since over here this is something that's coming mimela, it's not something that's going from the person that he's also have hana from to him, but rather it's just an agav dika hana. Zokter, that is something that is not also b'muda hana. If he actually gets money in itself, then enechanami, even though it came mimela, that's considered that he got something. But a zaitiga hana, number one, and number two, it's something that came memela, zakta evna azul, that is not considered enough of a hana to make it that this person is considered that he got hana from the balaveda. Zakta evna azul, but the man is bothered by a different question. Eina chanami, we could understand that he's not considered to be a nene. He's not considered to be that he got something from the Baal Aveda, machmas the fact that he knows that he could be potter. But what happens if lemaisa he ends up being potter? How could he go and return the Aveda? Maybe along the way an oni will come, he'll end up being potter, and memela he put an extra puta in his pocket, machmas the Baal Aveda, who he's not allowed to have an offer. If them zoktiman that he ois it's taka loy shchiach, that somebody should come punct at that moment, mimela, we could safely assume that nobody will come. And since we could safely assume that nobody will come, we don't have to worry about him actually laying out money. Either hana that he knows that he could maybe become potter, that, hey, yes, it's indirect, and it's not actual money in his pocket, by mudah hana, that's enough to say that that's not nichlal in the isa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.